Habakkuk's heartfelt gratitude. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 16 to 19. I heard and my heart pounded, my lips quivered at the sound, decay crept into my bones, and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength, He makes my feet like the feet of a deer, He enables me to go on the heights. For the director of music, on my stringed instruments, as people, when we feel that there are things to be grateful for, we begin to feel happy. It's not just because we lack something that we're not happy. It's because we live without feeling grateful in our hearts. There is a saying that you are not grateful because you are happy, but you are happy because you are grateful. We should not wait for good circumstances to come, but when we look for things to be grateful for in circumstances we are given today, we would become happy. There is this saying, it has been said that a song is not a song until it has been sung. Love is not love until it has been expressed. A blessing is not a blessing until it has been expressed in a form of thanksgiving. If we see things from the point of view of God, everything is just to be thankful for. If we think that our lives began from nothing, even a piece of clothes is a reason to be thankful for. A meal that we are able to have is a reason to be thankful for. Compared to a dead person, the fact that we are alive is an enough reason to be thankful for. So, Apostle Paul said, be thankful in all circumstances. Do you know what two things are that Satans cannot do? First of all, Satans cannot repent. In the Bible, have you seen Satans repent? Satan that got into the heart of Judas Iscariot did not make Judas to repent, but caused him to commit his suicide. Ever since the evil spirit entered into Saul's heart, Satan made Saul feel envious and jealous, and eventually Saul's life was devastated. Also, Satan's entered into the hearts of Ananias and Sapphira that experienced grace before. They got rid of honest hearts and tried to deceive the Holy Spirit. They then fell into misfortune. Satans cause us to sin and prevent us from repenting. The other things that Satans cannot give thanks. Have you seen Satans giving thanks? Satans are destroyers, ones that cause conflicts, and liars. Satan's characteristics are resentment and complaint. They keep creating things to be resentful about and they cause us to complain. Through envy and jealousy, they sneak into our hearts and destroy us. The more ungrateful people are, they are more selfish, more self-righteous, more resentful, and they complain more. The more ungrateful people are, they feel a sense of inferiority greatly and they tend to compare themselves to others more. If they are better at some areas than others, they feel arrogant, and if they feel worse than others, they tend to feel frustrated and depressed. They have no room for others in their hearts but have a lot of jealousy and greed. Such people are unhappy themselves, but they make others to be unhappy. These kinds of people get to live their lives under stress always. It is because they have no gratitude. In the end, it is a way to be deceived by Satan's. God commanded the Israelites that got out of Egypt to keep their three festivals. These are the Passover, the Feast of Harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering. God made sure people would keep these festivals. Why did God tell people to keep these festivals? He wanted people to remember the grace of God that allowed them to exit from Egypt and be thankful. Being able to give thanks is a mature faith. In today's passage, there was a prophet that sang hymns and confessed gratitude in a situation where there was